when Trump warned of riots at the Republican convention if he wasn't the nominee, and attacked a judge's Hispanic heritage, Ryan issued carefully worded criticism that showed his personal distaste for Trump and also his future ambitions. Yet when Republicans picked Trump, Ryan did his best to make it work. He asked his staff to serve as tutors to the incoming White House team, including a Schoolhouse Rock-style seminar on how a bill becomes a law. Unlike Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Ryan made an effort to foster a friendship with the president. Ryan loyalists found jobs throughout the West Wing and the administration, and through them, Ryan kept tabs on what was coming from the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue. Although he often disagreed with the president, he eventually declared a policy of not commenting on the, quote, tweets of the day, unquote. For every gain that came with sticking by Trump, however, there were setbacks. Last year's once-in-a-generation tax cut package was something of a lifelong goal of Ryan's. But such triumphs were offset by frustrations such as the failure to repeal Obamacare, as promised, and near-constant headaches from Trump's inattention to the legislative agenda. The Trump presidency has already taken a toll before it claimed Ryan. The Speaker is the 45th House Republican to announce he won't seek re-election this year, and within a few hours, another joined him. If Democrats net just 23 seats in the midterms, a fairly likely scenario, they will be able to thwart any further progress of the GOP agenda, provoke Trump and the Senate with their own bills, and investigate the president's dealings more aggressively. Some former speakers, like Democratic Representative Nancy Pelosi, have stuck around after losing the majority to guide their parties in the wilderness. It's not surprising that Ryan would not have the stomach for that. As he retires, however, he leaves a party that will soon descend into chaos. The right and centrist flanks could soon break into open hostilities. Two of his deputies, Kevin McCarthy and mass shooting survivor Steve Scalise, have been laying the groundwork for months to compete to succeed him. Ultra-conservative Mark Meadows and pragmatist Kathy McMorris Rogers may also eye a run. That doesn't mean Ryan's life in politics is over. In his retirement announcement, Ryan said he had ideas for the future of the GOP. Quote, I have more thoughts on this, unquote, he said, and, quote, I'll share those thoughts later, unquote. How much later? With Washington sprinting to keep pace with Trump, Ryan isn't one to stay sidelined.